Well, if you would, take your Bibles and go to Psalm 100. Psalm 100. Last week I mentioned that gratitude is helping me with my grief. This morning we're going to look into God's Word and consider gratitude. Consider telling God, thank you. So let's first read a couple of verses about thanking God. Psalm 100. Make a joyful noise unto the Lord, all ye lands. Serve the Lord with gladness. Come before his presence with singing. Know ye that the Lord, he is God. It is he that hath made us, and not we ourselves. We are his people and the sheep of his pasture. Enter into his gates with thanksgiving and into his courts with praise. Be thankful unto him and bless his name. Enter into his gates. These aren't real gates. Where are those gates? I want to go there. You know. Same as his courts. Where are his courts? You know, in Hebrews, it talks about come boldly to the throne of grace. Where is that? It's when we pray. When we pray, when we acknowledge God, we are in his courts, passing into his gates, and we come to God with praise to him and with thanksgiving. Psalm 107. Psalm 107. Verse 1, O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. One of Kathy's favorite expressions, God is good always. And it says, his mercy endures forever. Verse 8 says, Oh, that men would praise the Lord for his goodness and for his wonderful works to the children of men. To praise God, to thank God. In Psalm 118, Psalm 118, verse 28. Thou art my God, and I will praise thee. Thou art my God, I will exalt thee. O give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. And look at Psalm 136. In Psalm 136, verse 1, Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good. I've heard that somewhere before. Oh, give thanks unto the Lord, for he is good, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks unto the God of gods, for his mercy endures forever. Oh, give thanks to the Lord of lords, for his mercy endures forever. I think every verse in this psalm has his mercy endures forever. You know what mercy is? Mercy is when you deserve punishment and don't get it. It's the withholding of mercy. It's if you got a speeding ticket and your fine was $200 and it's like, no fine, bye-bye. That's mercy. You deserve the fine. You broke the law. His mercy endures forever. So it really should go without saying, but does God deserve our thanks? Well, absolutely. Of course he does. But in addition, gratitude produces some great results in our lives, spiritually, mentally, and physically. So many verses in the Bible about being thankful and thankfulness and gratitude. God is the one who designed us. We just read that. He made us, not we ourselves, right? God is the one that designed human beings, our bodies, our brains. We didn't come from the mud and the monkeys. And just as there are great benefits spiritually, mentally, and physically regarding forgiveness, and there are, the same is true with gratitude. There are great benefits spiritually, mentally, and physically. Take a look at Proverbs 17. We'll get there in a minute, but Proverbs 17, right after the book of Psalms. Being grateful or thankful for what you've been blessed with in the past and what you have today is the exact opposite of focusing on negatives that happened in the past and what you don't have today. In other words, having a victim mentality. And as you know, if you've read the Bible, you know that God doesn't sugarcoat things, right? Last week we were in 1 Peter. It was talking about trials, temptations. God doesn't sugarcoat things. You can read records in the Bible where real people went through really difficult times. And so that's part of life, right? Things come up in our lives, in everyone's lives. There are times something comes up that's not pleasant. Things come up that was they were absolutely not planned for. I certainly didn't plan for this to happen, right? There are things that come up that are not fair. Ever happened to you? Well, yeah, it happens to all of us. It happens at times. There are times when hurtful things happen. But we know that in God's word, there are promises from God. It says exceeding great and precious promises from God. Things like, my God shall supply all your need. God is able to make all grace abound toward you, that you always having all sufficiency in all things. Great promises. God is able to do exceeding abundantly above all we ask according to the power that works in us. Right, Ed? The power. And many, many more promises. But seeing ourselves as a victim will greatly hinder our acceptance and believing of those great promises. And not only that, but lacking gratitude is very detrimental to you physically and mentally. And, you know, you can look this up. But over the years, there have been many scientific studies concerning gratitude. And those studies document physical and mental benefits for being grateful, as they do in studies that I've looked at concerning forgiveness. Great mental and physical benefits to being grateful, as well as physical and mental disadvantages of being ungrateful. And this is for a Christian or non-Christian. It doesn't matter, because whether you're Christian or non-Christian, we all have the same brain. We're all a product of God's design. I just put down one thing. This is from the Mayo Clinic, one of the studies they were referring to. Expressing gratitude is associated with a host of mental and physical benefits. Studies have shown that feeling thankful can improve sleep, mood, and immunity. Gratitude can decrease depression, anxiety, difficulties with chronic pain, and risk of disease. And of course, the opposite, or being ungrateful, brings the negative results. And this verse, I'm sure you probably remember this, Proverbs 17, verse 22. God says, A merry heart does good like a medicine, but a broken spirit dries the bones. Bones, of course, where the marrow is and all that other stuff. So, you know, those studies are great, and God knows that, because that's how he made us. A merry heart does good like a medicine. How merry and joyful is our heart when we think about the blessings that God has done for us in our lives. But thinking about bad things that happen to us, it's very unhealthy, physically and mentally, very unhealthy. Go to Colossians chapter 3, back to the New Testament, church epistles, Colossians chapter 3. We'll read this in a minute. So I said gratitude is helping me with my grief. And it's not easy to talk about it, but I wanted to because I felt it would be a blessing for you. Obviously, I miss my Kathy greatly. I always will. But instead of focusing on my loss, I'm making an effort to be more grateful, to intentionally and consistently thank God for those 53 years, for the blessings that we enjoyed. And I'm working my mind to stop thinking about the hell she went through. That doesn't help me. And instead of that, remembering and focusing on what God blessed us with. There's lots to be thankful for. And not just remembering, but intentionally saying, thank you. Thank you. You know, I was thinking this morning, it's easy to go, you know, I'm really grateful. Oh, I'm grateful for this. I'm grateful for that. And then as I was thinking about that, when we say that, do we stop and tell him thank you? Thank you. Thank you for doing that. And in addition, I'm endeavoring to work my mind to consistently thank him for what I have today. At this moment, and all of us in here, we have much, much to be thankful for. And so we should say, thank you. Thank you. I mean, you see the difference? It's one thing to say, boy, I've got lots to be thankful for. Tell him, thank you. Thank you for what I have. Thank you. In Colossians 3:15, it says, let the peace of God rule in your hearts. We're in Colossians 3:15. And let the peace of God rule in your hearts, to the which also you are called in one body, and be ye thankful. Wow, isn't that awesome? I mean, it doesn't say, look, will you try to be a little more thankful once in a while? Could you have a little gratitude once? God says, be thankful. Be thankful. And you, as you know, we're not born thankful, are we? No. Darn. I mean, it's something we learn, to have gratitude, to be thankful. It's something we learn. But you know what? That's in our control. There's lots of things that happen in the world, or things happen to us sometimes that are not in our control. But being thankful is in our control, because God gave us all free will. Right? And someone once said, it's not what happens to you, but what happens in you. And there's a difference. So God gave us free will, and we can think whatever thoughts we want to think. We can daydream if we want. We can go on a safari to Africa in our mind if we want. God gave us free will. We can think about whatever we want to think about. And as you know, God in his word talks a lot about our thinking in a number of places. God's word says, guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it are the issues of life. What a verse. Guard. Guard your hearts. Or guard your heart. Heart, innermost part of your thinking. But guard it. You know, we guard our money. We put it in a bank, or we put it in a safe or something. We guard our home, our properties, we lock the doors, right? Guard your heart with all diligence, for out of it, out of your own heart, are the issues of your own life. It's a pretty powerful verse, isn't it? Our thinking is very important. Remember that verse that says, as a man thinks in his heart, so is he. When you stop and take time to tell God thank you for things that he's done for you, doesn't it bring joy to your heart?
Yes.
Right? When you thank God for things that he's done for you, do you get depressed? Bummed out? No, of course not. And on top of that, when we thank God for things, it gives us confidence to continue to trust him, to believe his promises for what we need today. You know, if God did that for me back then, and he did that, well, why would he not take care of me now? So on a spiritual side, it gives us confidence to continue to trust him when we thank him. Focusing on what we don't have doesn't help us have confidence to trust God for the things that we need. But making an effort, an intentional, deliberate effort to develop an attitude of gratitude, to develop a consistent giving God thanks for all he has done for us in the past and for what we have right now today, that increases our confidence to trust him for what we need. Philippians chapter 3, that's back a book. Back a book, Philippians 3. And it takes effort, though, to develop an attitude of gratitude in our lives. But the benefits, spiritually, mentally, physically, the benefits are well worth it. A month from now, a year from now, I want to have more gratitude in my life. How much gratitude is too much? I haven't found a verse about that. When you arrive at this much gratitude, you're good. Probably the same with love, right? Probably the same with a lot of things. There are lots of methods that a person can incorporate to grow in gratitude, because it's very intentional. It's not like, I'm going to be more thankful. What's for dinner? It's intentional. It takes an intentional, consistent effort, and writing things down is good because you have to think about what you're going to write down or type, and then you have to write it down and thinking about it, and then you can reread it. That's a good thing to do. And like right now, how many things that God has done for us in the new birth that God has given us? Can you think of any right now? Anyone?
Eternal life.
We have eternal life.
Christ in us.
It's Christ in us. Anything else?
Manifestations.
We can manifest the Spirit of God. What else?
Healing. By his stripes we're healed.
Right. Healing. Great promises of healing. More than abundant life?
Peace.
Forgiveness? Hey, there's a good one, huh? Mm-hmm. God's forgiven us. Thank you. Do we tell him thank you? Are we righteous?
Yes.
Are we a child of God?
Mm-hmm.
Have we been blessed with all spiritual blessings?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Are we lovely, holy, acceptable in his sight? Are we heirs of God, joint heirs with Christ?
Yeah.
You know, these things that we know, but how about saying thank you? Thank you. We can do that. And did we earn any of those? Do we deserve to be righteous, a child of God? No, of course not. Then the question is, do we make a conscious effort to say, thank you? Thank you, God, that you made me righteous. Thank you that you have forgiven me. Thank you. And then what about all the physical blessings that we have today? As well as thinking back on the times that God blessed us with little things or big things. I was thinking this morning about, you know, blessings and stuff, and how when the Diamondbacks went to the World Series and I got blessed with tickets 6 rows behind the D-backs dugout.
Wow.
And, you know, when I think back on that, it's like, ah, that was so cool. But how about when I think back on that, thank you, God, for doing that. You know, we can think back on things that were a blessing and things that wow, that was great. But we can also just stop for a minute and thank you, God, for doing that. In Philippians 3 here, verse 13, where am I? Somewhere. Oh, yeah, Philippians 3:13. Brethren, I count not myself to have apprehended, but this one thing I do, forgetting those things which are behind and reaching forth unto those things which are before. I press toward the mark for the prize of the high calling of God in Christ Jesus. Forgetting those things which are... That's the junk. That's the hurt in our lives in the past. We can forget, if we want to, forget about something that was unfair. Forget about when I got hurt so bad when this happened. We can forget about that stuff. Obviously, God doesn't want us to forget about his blessings, right? In Psalm 103, you know that verse, right? Psalm 103. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me, bless his holy name. Psalm 103, verse 2. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and forget not all his benefits. We can't remember them all. There's no way. You know, sometimes it's a cool thing to thank God for the blessings that he's given us that we didn't even recognize. That's a nice thing to say thank you for, right? We can certainly remember some and say thank you on a consistent basis. And again, if he blessed us then, he could certainly bless us now. If he healed us then, he could heal us now. If he supplied what we needed back then, he could supply what we need now. Just say thank you. We're going to close in Psalm 77. All of us have so much to be thankful for. But if we hardly ever focus on the blessings that we've received in the past, and those that we have today, if we hardly ever focus on that, then it's all too easy to complain about what's going on. It's all too easy to feel sorry for ourselves. It's all too easy to remind ourselves of past regrets and disappointments and blah, blah, blah. And in doing that, you will be miserable, like the psalmist was in Psalm 77. I cried unto the Lord with my voice, even unto God with my voice, and he gave ear unto me. Sure, God's ears are always open to our prayers. In the day of my trouble I sought the Lord. My soul ran in the night and ceased not. My soul refused to be comforted. There's somebody pretty miserable. Refuse to be comforted. I don't care what you tell me. I don't care what I remembered God and was troubled. I complained, and my spirit was overwhelmed. Selah. Thou holdest mine eyes waking. I'm so troubled I cannot speak. He is bummed out, discouraged, depressed. I've considered the days of old, the years of ancient times. Yeah, I remember when things were good. But not now. Poor me. My life's miserable. It used to be good at one time. I had fun. I call to remembrance, verse 6, my song in the night. I commune with mine own heart, and my spirit made diligent search. And then verse 7, will the Lord cast off forever? Will he be favorable no more? No more favor from God for me. Is his mercy clean gone forever? Wait a minute. What did we read? His mercy endures forever. Is his mercy clean gone forever? Does his promise fail forevermore? Has God forgotten to be gracious? Has he in anger shut up his tender mercies, Selah? And now we're going to see a mental shift. And I said, this is my infirmity. Yeah. Thinking like that, yeah. But I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. Right hand is the hand of blessings. He's shifting from how miserable he is to how great God is. I will remember the years of the right hand of the Most High. I will remember. See, that's in our control. What we think about is in our control. It's like somebody said one time, change your stinking thinking. Because sometimes our thinking is stinking, right? Or what's the other one people used to say? You know what? You need a checkup from the neck up. What are you thinking? What are you thinking about? Verse 11, I will remember the works of the Lord. Surely I will remember the wonders of old. I will meditate also of all thy work and talk of thy doings. Thy way, O God, is in the sanctuary. Who is so great a God as our God? Well, that's different than what he was saying before, wasn't it? Mm-hmm. Mental shift. Okay. Who is so great a God as our God? You are the God that dost wonders. Thou hast declared thy strength among the people. Thou hast with thine arm redeemed thy people, the sons of Jacob and Joseph, Selah. The waters saw thee, O God, the waters saw thee. They were afraid. The depths also were troubled. The clouds poured out water. The skies sent out a sound. Thine arrows also went abroad. The voice of thy thunder was in the heaven. The lightnings lightened the world. The earth trembled and shook. Thy way is in the sea, and thy path in the great waters, and thy footsteps are not known. Thou leddest thy people like a flock by the hand of Moses and Aaron. Wow. That guy's on fire now, isn't he? Sure. As he began to put into his mind the greatness of how good God is, how great God is, how powerful God is, how delivering God is. Awesome. So, you and I, we can, if we want to, it's a choice, we can grow in gratitude. We can develop a greater attitude of gratitude if we want to. We don't have to. The benefits are absolutely wonderful, spiritually, mentally, and physically, for our physical health. But we don't have to if we don't want to. If we don't, we're not going to lose our salvation. Okay? So it's not like, well, I don't want any more work to do. Gee. We don't have to. But I know this. God said, be ye thankful. So, tell him, thank you. Thank you.
Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. Oh, how can I forget all he's done for me. He forgave me all my sins, and he made my body whole. He redeemed my life from bitter ruin and crowned me with his love from head to toe. And I'm thankful, and when I'm thankful, ain't no way I can be sad. Yes, I'm thankful, and when I'm thankful, I can't help but be glad. Oh, my heart, it overflows with the love he has placed within me. He didn't ask me to stand alone, no, he put me in his family. And we love and live for him, and we make our stand each day. And we pray for each other, sister and brother, with the spirit that he gave to you and me. And I'm thankful. I'm thankful, and when I'm thankful, I can't help but be glad. Oh, we're sent to speak his word from a heart filled with gratitude. Freely we receive, so freely we give, and show God's love in its magnitude. Never forget what he's done for us. He delivered us from dark to light. He's made us as righteous as the noonday sun and strengthened us with his might. He loves us not for what we've done. Oh, he loves us 'cause we're his sons, and we'll sing his praise all our days, giving thanks till our days are done. And we're thankful, and when we're thankful, ain't no way we can be sad. Yes, we're thankful, and when we're thankful, we can't help but be glad. No, we can't help but be glad.
Almighty God, our gracious Heavenly Father, thank you for all that you have given to us and blessed us with through the completed work of your Son, our Lord Jesus Christ. And Father, how we anticipate that day when you will send him back, and we'll all be gathered together and meet him in the clouds, and so shall we ever be. Until that day comes, may we continue to praise you, thank you, and trust you. And thank you, Father, for your wonderful word that we could read, learn, understand, and know what a great, wonderful, loving God you are. Thank you for the privilege of sharing your word this morning, and I pray that you would bless everyone here, everyone on the hookup, and anyone that listens to the recording later. God, may we just continue to give you our thanks and praise. In the name of Jesus Christ, amen.